Let's get to this story. Our guy Mike Silver, who came on with us yesterday and made news on Brandon Ayuk and said that his understanding was the Steelers were not in the middle of vying for Ayuk services and the trade wasn't imminent. Well, right church, wrong pew.
Yeah.
Because now it looks like they're shopping Deebo Samuel instead. Silver says at this point, it's likely that they'll trade Samuel. Josina Anderson, NFL insider, preliminary conversations between the 49ers and Patriots. Mike Girardi, NFL insider, backs the Patriots story and says the Bills are also involved. Ian Rappaport went on Rich Eisen today and said of Samuel being traded tonight or tomorrow, quote, I could see it.
Picked up steam in a hurry.
So now let's pivot from Ayuk to Samuel. Should the Steelers get in on this? For the Swiss Army knife weapon that is Deebo Samuel.
You know, when it comes to him, there was the whole Ayuk makes that offense go or he's not a byproduct of that offense. Unfortunately, when you look at Deebo, and I love watching Deebo play, man. He is a fun dude. I think Steelers fans would love the way he plays, which is pretty much balls out at all times.
That's graphic, but continue.
Oh, yeah. You've never said anything like that on this show. That's right. Yes, I'm the one being graphic. Do you think he would be a good fit here?
I think he'd be an incredible fit. In fact, you've got reservations about Ayuk because what does he look like outside of San Francisco? I think this guy fits Arthur Smith much better. He's what Arthur Smith did with Cordarrelle Patterson his first year in Atlanta before Patterson really hit a wall and just became a return man is exactly how he would use Samuel, except Samuel is like 10 times better. Patterson, his first year in Atlanta with Smith, 600 rushing yards, six touchdowns, 500 receiving yards, 5 receiving touchdowns, 11 combined touchdowns. So he knows how to use the guy who's a positionless player. And that's Samuel. So I think actually, if you're getting the offensive coordinator in on it and it's like, hey, how do we meld really talented player with where our offense is going? I think Samuel fits much better. He also is price controlled. It's $22 million this year. It's $18 million next year. So average of 20, which isn't that expensive. Also, Rappaport said he thinks it might only take a third-round pick.
The price,
like, I'm all in on that,
The price in draft capital is definitely worth the squeeze. You know, the juice is worth the squeeze there. You're right about the price setting, the price and money that he costs you being good. I know that, you know, we had planned on talking about this. I knew this was out there, and I was still sussing through my feelings. I think, let me put it this way. If my big reservation was how does Ayuk fit outside of San Francisco and how does Arthur Smith work a second wideout into his offense, the second part of that I don't worry about with Samuel. I think anybody figures out a way to get him the ball. He plays the position very differently than does George Pickens. He is a major...
I think he'll line up in the backfield and put Najee on the bench for some plays.
He is a major league ass kicker. He gets the ball in a jet sweep. It ain't like Calvin Austin or somebody else. It's somebody going and looking to hurt you. The only concerns I have are he gets dinged up. He doesn't miss a lot of time.
But he does get hurt a lot.
He plays a style that is very physical and therefore exposes him to a ton of hits.
There's mileage there. Donnie, how about you? You're hanging out with John Football tonight. Your old man's in town. He's Steelers obsessed, draft obsessed. This conversation comes up. What are you saying about it?
Well, I mean, like I said to you whenever I first got in and you brought the name up, Cordarrelle Patterson, I said that he's... Like, basically, the Steelers right now, they have the, like, older, more run-down version of what Deebo Samuel is. I mean, Deebo Samuel, one of the best weapons in the entire league. Yeah, the concern is there that he gets dinged up. Never, like, too long-term, but...
Would you trade the 84th pick for him tonight?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I have a question.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't, because I have a question for you.
You would not?
Hold on. Hypothetically.
Oh, now you're going to be Debbie Downer today on the show.
Well, I want to present an interesting hypothetical to both of you, at least I think.
I disagree.
Who are you, Starkey? Say it in a more... Who are you? I disagree. I'm playing golf. Anyway, would you rather have him at 84 for the 84th pick, and you know what his price is, and it's expensive, but you know what it is, or would you rather roll the dice on Malachi Corley there
and get the rookie,
who's rookie version Debo, no mileage?
No, I want in that situation, I want Samuel.
I think I would roll the dice there for Corley because if it's just this guy is a big, strong as an ox guy, and he's just using the same way you'd use Debo. Oh, is there going to be a little bit of a learning curve about running routes? Fine. Give me the younger, cheaper version of Debo.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have to be consistent. Like I say with Ayuk, we know what we have in this guy, and I'm not confident they would find a receiver as good as him. I got to be the same way with Debo. Like we hear that Corley is the comparison to, or he has the comps to Debo Samuel, but that's...
You want proven commodity.
Yeah, like those are some pretty big shoes to fill.